Hola, it's Avi, aka Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, health coach, and creator of the faith-based business Mother Mindset. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, a podcast to help women of God who are trying to get pregnant naturally to overcome negative thoughts and balance her hormones so she no longer has to be overwhelmed and consumed by her TTC journey. I'm so glad that you're here, sis. I can't wait to dive into this episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Fertility Mindset Mentorship. After careful consideration, I'm excited to announce that I've decided to make this invaluable resource available once again to women like you who are ready to create a positive mindset, build unshakable faith, and prepare your body to get pregnant naturally. By joining the Fertility Mindset Mentorship, you'll gain access to a wealth of fertility resources, including 15 plus video modules that provide you with a step-by-step strategy for optimizing your fertility and finding peace along the way. You'll also get support and accountability in a community of like-minded Christian women who truly understand the unique challenges of this fertility journey. Just imagine having the tools and the knowledge to navigate your fertility with confidence, identify your most fertile days, and make sure Jesus is at the center of it all. The Fertility Mindset Mentorship has helped countless ladies transform their perspectives, find strength through uncertainty, and cultivate a deeper connection with the Lord. So if you're ready to feel supported in a community of like-minded women, then come join us at fertilitymindsetmentorship.com. See you inside.
If you're anything like me, you probably spent your 20s embracing the world, exploring new career paths, and maybe even binge-watching a few too many Netflix series. But now, in your 30s, there's another adventure on your mind, and that's expanding your family. And trust me, I get it. It's a whole new level of adulting. I'm not a doctor, but I am a 34-year-old mom and fertility coach with three little ones under four. I have a four-year-old, so three little ones under five, and my four-year-old turns five next week. And I've been through the roller coaster of fertility concerns, ovulation trackers, and pregnancy tests that resemble a science experiment gone wrong. Today, I'm here to share my experiences and offer you seven simple tips for navigating this journey with grace, right? So this is seven simple tips for getting pregnant between, you know, in your 30s, 30 to 35, under 40, from my experience. And whether you're considering, you know, starting your family, or you're just excited to start this path and you're in your 30s and just looking for tips to get pregnant, we'll dive into those topics. You know, we'll dive into, you know, your fertility and maintaining a healthy pregnancy, all of those good things. And, you know, just know that many women face fertility challenges during this decade, right, after 30, whether it's due to PCOS or endometriosis or any other number of conditions. But the good news is that there are steps that we can take to improve our chances of getting pregnant. So, in today's world, it's not uncommon to see more and more women embracing motherhood in their 30s. And there are actually a lot of reasons behind this. And it's not just about waiting for the perfect partner or timing. Sometimes it happens that way where we, you know, get married, but then time goes by, and time after time, you know, they said back in the day when we were in high school, they said, you know, don't have sex or you get pregnant. But that wasn't always the case, right? What happens when you are having sex, but you're not getting pregnant, right? You're in this committed relationship with your husband, but it's still not happening for you. And that's where some women in their 30s find themselves, right? But also some women are chasing career dreams by establishing their financial footing, or just, like I said, taking the time to truly, find a husband, right? To get to that point where we want to dive into not only a marriage, but also becoming a mother. But what's often not talked about enough are the life choices that can affect our fertility. And as we go into our 30s, questions about egg quality and the potential need for fertility treatment start to come up. And in this episode, I want to dive into some factors that contribute to this shift in family planning and explore how, you know, we can, how that impacts your journey to towards motherhood. And so here's some things you need to know about getting pregnant in your 30s. Age and fertility are two words that often find themselves in the same sentence when it comes to getting pregnant in your 30s, right? And it's no secret that as women, we're born with all the eggs that we'll ever have. And as we get to our 30s, those eggs age with us. And this natural process, you know, can have a really significant impact on our ability to conceive. So let's unpack a few key things that you need to know about how aging affects fertility. First and foremost, egg quality. With each passing year, the quality of your eggs may decline, making it potentially more challenging to get pregnant naturally. And then we go into our fertility window. And in your 30s, this is a, you know, time where the fertility window can actually close. So the fertility window is usually about 5 to 6 days in your prime, but that those days can close up. So, you know, decrease to 3 to 4 days right as we grow older. And then you have assistive reproductive technology, ART, as it's referred to, IVF, IUI, all of these things, and other, you know, assisted reproductive technologies that can be, that can change the game for many women who find themselves in different situations where they are unable to conceive. And then last but not least, health matters, right? Our overall health, our lifestyle choices, pre-existing conditions, all of these can play a significant role in our fertility journeys. Now that we know, you know, just kind of overview of those specific aspects of fertility, let's get into those simple tips for getting pregnant in your 30s, right? How can we combat these things that are happening in our 30s? And what are some practical tips behind that? All right, so let's talk real life here. Real life tips for getting pregnant in your 30s. When it comes to taking the plunge into motherhood in your 30s, it's really about embracing a natural approach to your own health and wellness first and foremost. We know, you know, your menstrual cycle isn't just dates, right? It's your roadmap. Your menstrual cycle, not just your period, right? Not just from day one of your period to day seven of your period, but we're talking the entire menstrual cycle. So from day one of your period to day one of the next period, that is your roadmap for getting pregnant, right? Our bodies are designed by God in the way that to reproduce, right? Each cycle is a new cycle that is meant to reproduce for pregnancy. And so, you know, let's break down a few of the things, steps that can make a lot of difference in your fertility journey when you are in your 30s. So for many Christian women, the desire to welcome a child into our lives is profound, right? And is deeply rooted in our faith and how we desire to raise our children. And the first and foremost thing that we have to do is, my first tip is to combat stressors with prayer, right? As a woman of God, prayer should be the first and foremost, right, in our journeys, in each and everything, each and every aspect of our lives. You know, although welcoming a child and having children is profound and deeply rooted in our faith and, you know, our desire to have a family, you know, by God and what He desires to do in us, we are often faced with disappointment, right, that often accompanies this journey to parenthood in the form of trying to conceive. And it can just be really challenging to navigate this sea of emotions. And in times like this, it's crucial, so important to recall that fear is not of God. Instead, we are called to trust in His plan, His greater plan, and His divine timing over our lives. Turning to prayer as a means to combat the stressors that may come up on your fertility journey can be a source of peace and strength for you during this time. It allows us to shift our focus from anxiety to the positive aspects of this path. And through prayer, we find peace in the knowledge that God holds us, you know, in His loving embrace. He holds us, right? Knowing that God has our back, knowing that God has us, and, you know, we'll use this experience for our own spiritual growth, rather than allowing worry to consume us. And it's just so crucial that we approach each day with faith and not fear. And by doing so, we can nurture our mental health and rise above the stress levels that most women face in similar situations. And so the next tip, tip number two is do a preventative fertility workup, right? Just a preventative workup, your labs and whatnot, you know, because as we age, it becomes increasingly important to take steps to maintain our health, to boost fertility as well. So one of those ways is to, you know, do a preventative, if I can say the word, preventative fertility workup and blood test, right? I'm also a licensed practical nurse. And so just looking at, you know, do you have anemia, you know, some past instances of anemia, looking at your blood, make sure your iron levels are right, making sure that you have the, you know, the right amount of vitamin D. All of these little tiny vitamins that creep up on us often can impact our fertility journeys as well. And so just getting a checkup on that, as well as, you know, a fertility workup in regards to the different hormones that we have in our body going on. And so a fertility checkup is just like a friendly chat with your doctor about your prenatal care. And I did this actually, before we even started trying for my first child. I just, at my regular doctor's appointment, I told her, you know, what our plans were. And, you know, she did a, you know, blood test just to check up on my vitamin levels and all of those things. And so during the chat, you'll talk about all of these, you know, sorts of things like, you know, looking for stuff like hypothyroidism, which can, your thyroid impacts your fertility. Look for symptoms of PCOS or endometriosis. And it's just all a part of making sure that everything's okay down there, right? So why do you do this? Well, not only does it ease some of the worries that come with fertility, but it can also catch any hiccups early on and get them sorted. And when you're ready to dive into, you know, family planning or even explore fertility treatment options, if that is where you're headed, you'll be all set and ready to go because you already have these, you know, blood tests and fertility workups already done. And so just make sure, if you're even thinking about fertility treatment as well, that you chat with a fertility specialist in regards to, you know, just being proactive. And in that chat, being not only proactive, but also advocating for yourself. Advocation. Is advocation a word? I just made up a word, y'all. I think that's a, advocate for yourself. My next tip, tip number three, is to eat anti-inflammatory foods. Eating an anti-inflammatory diet can just seem like another healthy diet fad, right? But the long-term health benefits are immeasurable. Research shows that reducing inflammation with the right foods and supplements can actually significantly improve your general wellness, right? From reducing stiffness and joint pain to boosting your energy levels to also boosting your fertility. Not only that, inflammation in the body can harm your reproductive health by upsetting the balance of your hormones and how your body reacts to them. So many foods that reduce inflammation are simply whole foods that we already eat or should be eating, right? Whole grains, kale, chia seeds, avocados, spices like turmeric and ginger, right? Whole foods. And by choosing recipes that highlight these ingredients, you can easily transform your diet into one that is both healthy for your fertility and delicious. And remember that change does not happen overnight, right? These are small, sustainable changes that can lead to big results over time. If you are interested in learning more about how to change up your diet for your fertility journey, you'll want to check out my course, Healthy Fertility, at healthyfertilitycourse.com. The next tip is to supplement appropriately. And we talked a little bit about this previously when we talked about workups, but fertility journeys can be incredibly stressful and challenging. But we can make it a little bit easier by taking supplements like prenatal vitamins with folic acid, right? Or other vitamins that you may need on your journey, depending on your workup. And so when you talk to your fertility specialist, talk about potential supplements that might help boost fertility in your 30s. And just know that there's no one size fits all solution, right? If you're out there Googling every type of supplement for fertility, there's no one size fits all solution. Understanding what works best for your body can go a long way toward helping you get pregnant. And depending on your situation, supplements can also help improve your egg quality and balance your hormones. Now, with that said, this tip goes hand in hand with the foods and the supplements, and that is fueling your body by eating enough food. So tip number four is fueling your body up by eating enough food. So eating nutritious meals and snacks is important for women's health and any fertility journey. So making sure that you're fueling your body with the right foods to help regulate your hormones and increase energy levels, both of which are important components of achieving a successful pregnancy. On the other hand, inadequate nutrition, right, if you're not eating enough, can really harm your fertility in your 30s, resulting in problems while trying to conceive. Remember that the food you eat matters, and how much you eat is important too. So focus on consuming plenty of healthy whole foods. You know, our bodies just really need essential nutrients, the micronutrients and macronutrients, to optimize our fertility health and fuel our bodies for a healthy pregnancy. Next up on the tip list is to consider your fitness routine. Getting into a daily fitness routine, I've talked about this before on the podcast, can really help improve your chances of becoming pregnant. Exercise, and I'm not just talking about, you know, weight loss. I'm not talking about losing weight to get pregnant. I'm talking about how exercise really can stimulate the production of hormones that regulate ovulation and estrogen. So when you have too much body fat, your estrogen levels can become unbalanced, which in turn can lead to fertility issues like irregular menstrual cycles. And so on the other hand, not enough lean muscle and not enough fat can also cause imbalance in your hormones, as well as a lack of ovulation and menstrual periods. And this is when you are, you know, not if you're too lean or if you don't have enough fat on your body, that can lead to a lack of ovulation and a lack of having a period. So you should, you know, include a combination of strength training, cardio activities, like HIIT workouts, into your fitness routine to really create a more balanced program overall for your fertility. And, you know, how many tips did I go over? I went over six tips. Okay, so the last tip, number seven, I believe it's number seven. I'm not keeping track here well enough, but just like key considerations for, you know, getting pregnant after 30. Talked about a few steps. We talked about a few, you know, steps in regards to nutrition, in regards to prayer, fitness, and really, you know, making sure that you're boosting your fertility and conquering your pregnancy goals. There's a few things to remember. First off, remember that age is just a number. While it's true that fertility decreases as we get older, it doesn't mean that you can't have a healthy pregnancy in your 30s or beyond, right? Keep the faith and stay positive. Mindset plays a more significant role than you might think. And also, don't forget that the journey to parenthood can be bumpy, and that's entirely okay. Everyone's story is unique, and what worked for one person might not be your perfect formula. Stay flexible. Adapt and lean on the support of loved ones, on your healthcare professionals, on your fertility doula if you have one. If you don't, I am here. And, you know, at all costs, lean on God, right? Lean on the Lord in this journey. And lastly, embrace the adventure. Getting pregnant at 30 might come with its own set of challenges, but it's also a remarkable journey, filled with excitement, joy, and the promise of a beautiful family. So go ahead, keep those dreams alive, right? Boost your fertility and know that every step forward brings you closer to your little bundle of joy. Until next time, blessings and baby dust.
I pray that today's episode was helpful. If it was, please leave a review to help this podcast reach other women of faith who are trying to conceive, and tag me over on Instagram at mother.mindset so I can shout you out. I can't wait to help you pinpoint ovulation and navigate this journey with peace and confidence alongside the Lord. Blessings and baby dust.